relationships with these other individuals if they see this kind of material and like it, assuming that you like it, assuming that you find it profitable to you, that you might have a language to deal with these people on that you didn't have before because there is a common frame of reference to a certain extent. Not an exactly same one, but compared to the other people that you have to deal with around town and so forth, this might help you to create better relationships for yourself, both business relationships and friends and so on. And the reason that you might bring them here rather than to try to give them the same education yourself is that this is my business. In the specialization of labor, I try to determine the best ways of imparting this information in the shortest amount of time. I don't know how to build houses, and I don't know how to build cars, and I don't know how to do a lot of other things that I would come to you for. But if you find that I'm valuable to you in that respect, well, then this might be the way that you would be induced to invite other people to come. But only, as I say, if you find that it is of value to you. The point is, in all these cases, think in terms of you and the meaning that it's going to have in your life with what you know is real and what you know is alive and what the world is, not what it might be if we suddenly got nirvana or utopia or whatever it may be that somebody's planning. The contractor example is a good case. To set out to the independent contractor thing that I mentioned, to set out to change taxes is based on so many unknowns, but to set out to use the law as it exists to go ahead and free myself from $1,200 worth of taxes, that's an area I control, I can deal with. The same thing exists in many ways in the marketplace. I have no interest but being an entrepreneur. I write articles and I submit them to magazines. Through the years in dealing with economics, I've developed a lot of ideas on the gold and silver situation that I've never seen printed anywhere else, even by economists that I respect. I consider this valuable information to some, but I will not be induced into giving it away. If a magazine that I discuss terms with says we would much rather have a short story from you that is not ideological, and we'll pay $1,500 for that, but we'll give you $300 for your article on all these amazing theories on gold and so forth, you can imagine which article I'm going to write. I don't care that somebody else might think that society would be improved by my article on gold. I'm not sure that society would be improved, but I can assure you if I get $1,500 for the short story, I'll be improved. And this is the only standard upon which I can make it. Now, there's no contradiction between this and the mutual fund example I gave earlier, in which I said I wouldn't give the course there no matter how much money was involved, because writing a non-ideological short story does not take anything away from what I am, and it does not attempt to advertise me as being something other than I am. It is simply neutral or indifferent to ideological questions. And so you do not want to simply put yourself in the position where you say the highest bidder wins no matter what it is he's asking for. This, of course, we've discussed already. But the point is, deal with the things that you do know you can work with, the area that you can improve, which is yourself. In terms of what you control, are you truly acting upon your most profitable alternative? And don't just toss it off as, well, if everything turns out right in 50 years from now, this will be the most profitable thing and it'd be worth it and so forth.